Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Pop Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Evan Payne, a student athlete from Seneca High School, getting a chance to talk with him here on this Friday afternoon. Evan, I know I'm a little bit late to you this week. I was out sick this week, so happy to get a chance to finally talk to you as you and the Royals having a fantastic year this season in the Ridge and Valley. When you won Athlete of the Week, you guys went 2-0. You remained in first place in the conference. A couple of big games for you, including a 30-pointer. How has the season as a whole been going for you and your Royal squad?
It's been a great year for us. It's pretty exciting. We got some young kids playing for us. They're stepping up in a big way. Our seniors are all coming together. It's been a lot of fun. Finally, conference championship.
I got a chance to obviously see a couple of your ball games this year, see a couple last year, and even last year as a junior for you, I could tell you were starting to mature on the basketball court and things were starting to go your way. And obviously you don't have the big man in the middle this year of Swanson, but you've found different ways for your team to be effective. And not only with your scoring ability, but your passing ability as well. And that takes other guys on the outside to be able to knock some shots down.
Yeah, we've had a lot of contributions from all over the floor. A lot of people making shots when we need them to, a lot of big shots in big games, big moments. So it's been good.
You got, as we mentioned, still first place in the Ridge and Valley, 9-1 for you guys. You're trying to fend off Ithaca, Wazika, Steuben, North Crawford. They're gunning for you guys, but you've done a good job this year playing some very good basketball and basically, you know, taking on all comers, you know, playing some really good teams. I know a tough one to Platteville here a couple days ago, but it's just scheduling that type of competition is only going to help you in the long run.
Yeah, we always wanted to play a lot of tough teams, see what we got against them. And I mean, Platteville was obviously a tough game for us, but I think we learned a lot from it, so we're ready to come down the home stretch here the regular season.
Yeah, nice response against Cassville last time out for you guys here this past Monday. And got a big one tonight. North Crawford comes to town. They're sitting just two games back in the conference, and yeah, they're looking to jump even closer. What are the keys tonight for you guys against the Trojans?
I mean, it's always a battle with North Crawford every time we play them, so it should be another fun game. Hopefully we come out ready to play. I mean, we had a game plan, but we know what we got to do. I think we can take care of business tonight in a big game. So
sounds good. And then back to Pop Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week stuff. The polling for you, it was outpouring support from the Seneca community. Tons of votes coming in all week. Just watching the poll, there were points where it would get a little bit closer in the percentages, and then there would be an outpour of about 200-300 votes come in. And it felt like all your buddies were in study hall or friends and family were saying, hey, I got 5 free minutes. I'm just going to continuously vote for Evan here.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, really. Everybody that I met the whole week, everybody that I saw there kept asking me about it. I mean, it was awesome. It was really grateful.
They're probably wondering if you had some insider knowledge. Hey, do you know if you're winning or not? No, I have no clue. You know, I'm like the rest of you, right?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
That's awesome, Evan. Well, we'll let you get back to your normal day. I know you got class coming up here in a couple minutes. So thanks for joining us here. Congratulations, Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week. Good luck tonight against North Crawford. I'm sure we'll see you down the road in playoff time, and good luck the rest of your campaign here this season.
Thanks, Cody.